court decision to stop LVS casino land deal in New York reversed. The New York Supreme Court last week rejected a land deal between Las Vegas Sands, LVS, and Nassau County that would have seen the casino operator take over the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Uniondale. LVS then gambled on the validity of the judge's ruling, having it overturned on appeal. LVS wins latest round. The New York State Supreme Court's appellate division has issued a temporary hold on a lower court ruling that had blocked the lease transfer of a stadium crucial to LVS plans for a new casino hotel. The appellate court's decision allows the previously announced 99-year lease agreement between Nassau County and Sands to proceed until an appeal hearing scheduled for November 21. The ruling is a pivotal development in a legal battle triggered by Hofstra University's lawsuit against Nassau County in April, asserting that the lease transfer violated New York's open meetings law. The appellate division's decision follows the New York State Supreme Court Justice Sirica Kapur's ruling last week, which sided with Hofstra University. Justice Kapur found that Nassau County had breached procedural norms by not allowing public comment on the lease transfer and failing to adequately address environmental concerns associated with Sands' planned development. No clear future. The judge highlighted that Nassau County's failure to consider the future development outlined by Sands demonstrated an improper segmentation and a lack of a hard look at environmental aspects related to the lease transfer. Despite this setback, LVS has expressed confidence that the ruling does not impede its plans for Nassau County and does not adversely affect its prospects of securing one of the three downstate casino permits that the New York regulators are set to award in the future. The legal wrangling over the Coliseum land underscores the complexity surrounding the integration of casino developments within communities and the need for thorough consideration of environmental and public input aspects. As the appeal hearing approaches, the outcome will undoubtedly shape the future trajectory of the proposed casino resort, with stakeholders closely monitoring how the legal proceedings impact both Nassau County's vision and Sands' aspirations in the New York gaming landscape. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, a proponent of utilizing the Coliseum land for a casino resort, has voiced his vision for a venue that is less gaming-centric. Instead, it should be more focused on dining, entertainment, and attracting convention business to Long Island. This may help alleviate some of the pressure from the opposition trying to prevent the deal,